Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Linda Blokland, chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum, joining us this morning. A very, very good morning to you. These stories, to say they're heartbreaking doesn't even do them justice. It is devastating.
Good morning.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much. Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate being asked to talk about this very important topic.
It's devastating. It's absolutely devastating. These videos that we are seeing that are starting to come to light about kids being bullied is just heart-wrenching.
It is, Howard. It really is. We talk about videos. So obviously cyberbullying is something that is relatively new. Bullying in various forms has always been around, and unfortunately probably will be. The cyberbullying is a new way of doing this, and can be even more devastating because it can reach so many people.
Is there a singular cause of bullying?
No, not really. There can be many causes, and sometimes bullying behavior can even be almost unintentional when it's done among children, and the child who's doing the bullying might be hyperactive, impulsive, and so on, without even realizing what he or she's doing. No, there's no single cause.
And if your kid is a bully, if your kid is somebody that's part of this, what does it mean? What action should parents be taking? What should they be doing? Because obviously there's a scale. And it might be that your child is on a WhatsApp group that somebody's been excluded from. So that's almost passively part of a group that is maybe cyberbullying. But they're not active within that. That obviously there's a massive range all the way through to overt action, active participation. How do we deal with this as parents?
You're absolutely right. It does sit on a continuum. I think the important thing is whether you suspect your child is doing the bullying or is being bullied is to look further into it, to try and ascertain what is behind it. It's children who are suffering emotionally themselves. So it isn't necessarily the case, but it might be the case. Child, him or herself, is experiencing some kind of bullying or seeing it in the home, but not always. But it does, it's a red flag that something's going on and one needs to look closer at it and try and not hide it, but it needs to be opened up.
Right. And how do you open that up? How does one open up that conversation with the kids? Just to make them aware, even if you're not aware of an active situation.
Well, exactly. If you suspect that there's something going on, I think one of the most important things is everywhere, within schools, within the homes, people need to talk about bullying. What is bullying? And to talk to children about relating to others. How do you relate to others with empathy, with understanding, with tolerance? This is extremely important. These are skills that children will take with them into their adult lives.
And how involved should parents get with other parents and other children in this?
I think it's important that they do. So if you believe that your child is part of something that is going on whichever end it is to approach the other parents and not out of blame and anger. Obviously, there are emotions involved, especially if you're the parent of the child who's being bullied. But to open up that conversation about concern, let's have a look at what's going on with the children.
I guess, as you say, do it without blame, because sometimes there might be something that the child that is being bullied is doing as well to maybe not encourage this, but to facilitate this, maybe. We live in a world where we are vehemently anti-blaming a victim for everything, and I get it, and of course that's important. But at the same time, does the victim sometimes hold some responsibility? Can they change what is going on around them?
Yes, I think what you're saying is correct. So let's take the idea of blame right out of the equation, but rather look at, okay, what are the behaviors? What's going on here? So the child who's the victim, perhaps the child's very shy, very unassertive. So how can we help the child with this? How can we help the child develop more constructive interactional behaviors? Perhaps the child is struggling at school in some way. So one needs to look at the child needs support. The child's not going to be able to do it on his or her own.
Right.
How can we support the child in this change?
And I would imagine today that most schools are sensitive to this and tuned into this. They might miss things because, of course, they do. They're managing a whole lot of other issues as well, not only the issue of your child in your class. But I would imagine that if you brought it to the attention of most teachers and most schools, they would do something about this.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. Most schools these days will have a policy around bullying, and teachers will be they'll be sensitized to it. Some teachers obviously will be more sensitive than others, and it's not impossible, that there might even be a problem within the school. But the schools are aware of it.
Mm. One of our listeners saying parents can get a restraining order if necessary, but I would imagine that's very much the last resort.
Absolutely, the last resort, and you'll see that more in the adult world. Bullying obviously goes on in the adult world as well, and certainly in the workplace. And there you might see things like HR getting involved, disciplinary hearings happening, restraining orders, and so on.
Right. And of course, the big area as well is cyberbullying, is how we deal with that, because we're not privy to what's going on our kids' cell phones as they're sitting in their rooms and might be dealing with a major issue completely on their own.
Absolutely. You know, cyberbullying is a huge problem. And as you mentioned right in the beginning, it can be quite subtle, like just leaving somebody out of a WhatsApp group or just simply ignoring somebody on a WhatsApp group.
Mm.
Yeah,
I feel like my kids do that to me all the time, but I might be slightly responsible for my own treatment.
Okay.
but that said, this is an incredibly important conversation, and we need to keep having these. And I do encourage our listeners, I do encourage you to just have these open conversations with your kids. I really think that is absolutely the only way that we have any chance of winning this war. Dr. Linda Blokland, Chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum, thank you for taking the time to speak to us about this incredibly important conversation and subject.